Welcome, fellow Lumineers, to another episode of Quest for Five, your guide to the enchanting world of Disney Lorcana. We're your hosts, I'm Faith, and with me is my co-host, Michael.
And today we're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming release, and then talking about organized play, and followed by our two packs to close out the episode. Okay, so the details for the Lumineers Trove got released. Faith, did you see these yet?
No.
Okay, so it's going to be $49.99, which pretty sure that's the same price it's been. And then it's, of course, going to include the storage box, 6 card dividers, 8 booster packs, and keeping up with the new version, it's going to be 6 damage dice and a lore counter. But the card dividers this time are actually going to be rarity instead of ink color like it was last time.
Oh.
That'll be nice.
I think that'll be nice, especially for like collectors who like that and mm-hmm. don't like necessarily like play a bunch with them.
Yeah.
Or like some of the people that don't have their significant other to share their cards with, they can organize their extras.
Yeah, and I think Illuminaire's Trove is probably something that's more tailored towards collectors anyway, so I think this is perfect. I just wish they were a little bit taller so they would stick out above the other cards when you're looking at them in the box a little bit better, because we sleeve all of ours in penny sleeves, so you can't see these card dividers over the size of the penny sleeves, unfortunately.
It like shows you a divide in them, but you can't like see what color it is.
Yeah, it's really hard to have it poke out at all. But a quick reminder that the next set releases in local game stores on February, May 17th. And of course, 10 days after that, we'll have, in big box stores like Walmart, Best Buy, Amazon, blah, 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 blah. But support your local game stores if you can.
Oh, oops. Does that mean like, so they have a release every 3 months?
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean there's going to be a release in August and it'll be like a little birthday present to myself?
Yeah, there is a release in August. Let's actually quickly revisit what the upcoming release dates are going to be. It's coming up. Let's see. Disney Lorcana release dates. Okay. Set 5 is May 17th with retail release on May 31st. Set 5 is August 9th and August 23rd. And then set 6 is November 15th and November 29th, which will be right at my birthday too.
Look at that.
Perfect.
Thank you, Lorcana, for considering us when you made the release dates.
I thought they had one more announced for after that, but Wargamer doesn't have that. Nope, they just have through set 6 announced. Excuse the dog barging her way in here for some attention. Okay, let's move on into organized play. Faith, I feel like people were just kind of taking a break this week, just because we just finished set championships and the next set is being released next week. And so I feel like the low turnout could have possibly just been attributed to people just needed a weekend off, right? Because it was a lot of the regulars who come every single week that were gone. You'll just have to ignore her in the background. A little flap.
I love the sound that gets her ears that do that, and it's so cute. And little floppy ears.
Anyways.
I mean, that makes sense. It was just after a tournament, and we all got our butts kind of kicked. So, could be nice to just, like, take a break.
Yeah.
Especially if you've been coming regularly, whatever, for, like, that like amount of time. Maybe you do just want, like, a little break.
For sure.
I was just so exhausted.
Yeah, you were struggling to keep in there the whole time.
I was not. That was hard.
Yeah. Anyways, though, we did get league rewards, organized play rewards. You managed to get yourself the Sheriff of Nottingham pin, and I got myself an extra pack, which brought us to 187 opened packs.
I'm telling you, 200.
I know. It will be insane if we actually open the 200th pack, and that's the one that gives us the enchanted card. But that is going to be just our luck. Which, you know, the next weekend, if we do buy the booster box, which I think we are going to go buy at least one booster box, that'll put us in the 200. So
I organized play. I bought us a couple packs. Mm-hmm. I just really wanted an enchanted novel. I was like, maybe. So I did, and then I was already exhausted. I was like, this is dumb.
Yeah, it was a little bit defeating. We're going to get there eventually, though. I know we will. Yeah. Other than that, I actually switched it up, and I played one of Faith's decks at Organized Play, and it's a steel and amethyst deck. And it was really good. And I was actually thinking that deck has a lot of potential, just as it is. There are very few small cards in there that I felt like it was a weird choice. But I think I would have liked to have seen you play that at the championship.
I kind of forgot because I took the cards that were in that deck were in my like very first deck that I made. Mm-hmm. And I kind of just like redid it. So mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe I'll try it out. I also just realized I have been on the hunt for a new deck. Like, I want to find a new deck, but I want it to have, like, more of a theme. Mm-hmm. So I've been thinking about a discard deck because I've seen some people play that, and I think I would really enjoy it. I just thought I could play a ruby and amethyst deck, so then it could be ruby and amethyst, like in Crystal Gems, and I can have a Crystal Gem theme deck.
How would you even do a crystal?
I don't know, but it's the same colors.
Okay.
And I can call it my Crystal Gem deck.
Good luck. There's not nearly enough like rock themed characters to be able to pull this off, but
no.
If it makes you happy, I say go for it. Speaking of which though, with the new release comes out, it seems like there's a heavy focus this time around on heroes. And some synergy going on there. So I looked it up. We already have 195 cards currently released with the hero attribute, but I don't feel like there's a whole lot that you could have like built a deck around with them now. But there's so many cards coming out with set four. I think I am going to build. I'm going to give up on my other decks, I think. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep my assault deck that I have.
Because I really liked your Opera House idea.
I like Opera House and I might keep it.
Honestly, you should see that one through.
Okay, but I'm going to build, I think, a hero deck. I think that could be fun because there's a lot of fun synergy cards coming out for those. I just don't know what cards to do yet. And then, obviously, I still want to do a like an Amethyst Broom deck because there are so many different brooms that there's just so much you can do with it.
And I think like, you would have a lot of fun with a broom deck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think... what do you... On top of your head, what color do you think?
Obviously amethyst.
Yeah, amethyst for sure. And then
steel, because some of the other brooms are in steel.
Steel, do you think the other one?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think those are the two that have the most brooms. Mm-hmm. Let's look. Let me look at the app.
So far. Yeah. I think this new set's going to have two sets of brooms, and they're not going to be in the app yet, but...
Well, yeah, I'm just looking at the ones that have already risen, because there's already a ton of... Mm-hmm. Brooms already out there, and I feel like at this point if they release more brooms they wouldn't make them in new colors.
Yeah, well, it's already established. I don't know. I don't think they're ones to limit themselves. They don't want to limit the option for some new ideas.
Yeah, it's amethyst and steel, and then like the sorcerer's tower that like goes with it and stuff. But the there's one so far that's in steel, but I think that there's some more coming that are steel.
Yeah, there's at least one other steel mm-hmm. broom that I saw coming. Is that the industrial one?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Industrial model. Because then you also got the Mickey Mouse
mm-hmm. sorcerer. I'd have to have the Mickey Mouse sorcerer. Mm-hmm.
And there's like some more other characters that go with it, right, that are coming out? There was like the sorcerer, another sorcerer?
Yeah, there was. It's like Mickey Mouse's... teacher or whatever.
Well, yeah, and then it says if you have a sorcerer character in place, you could just take like so I could Merlin just and
do a sorcerer deck. Mm-hmm. Actually, I bet that would actually be really fun because I bet sorcerers are only going to get more fun to play with them. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'll just especially, do that. I'll see how many sorcerers there are I feel in
like,
other decks.
Well, like all of let's look.
You can If you're typing in sorcerer, you can just look at that attribute instead. It's classification, and then sorcerer's in there somewhere. Right
here. 63 results.
Yeah, 63 sorcerers. The doctor. And there's going to be a lot more coming out after this. Yeah, you've got
the doctor, Elsa, Jafar, Maleficent, Rafiki, Yzma, Ursula, Elsa, like,
yeah,
Merlin, there's so many, Arthur.
Yeah, so there's a lot of option to be able to manage mm-hmm. the sorcerer's broom deck kind of thing.
Yeah, and majority of them are amethyst. Actually, mm-hmm. almost all of these are amethyst. And then all of the, like, Madame Mim and Merlins are also sorcerer.
And I feel like,
your Jafar Dreadnought is
nice. I feel like this deck could also still be not only just fun to play, but could also stand on its own legs pretty decently.
Mm-hmm. I think it would be really good, especially all of those like character options that you've got, and all of them count as sorcerers. Because you've got a bunch of like high cost ones, but you've also got some low cost ones
mm-hmm.
to throw in there too, and they're all pretty decent cards. So
yeah. And with Amethyst draw ability, I'd be able to just can keep drawing cards there, like have options going on. We'll have to host a deck clinic and just say, here's the decks that we're thinking about bringing the next championship. Let's just all bring our best, you know, and try to come at each other and then make some edits. I think that should be our plan.
I do think, along with my discard deck, that's going to be more of like my strategy deck. Proud of me. The discard one.
Yeah.
I told I was going to do like a little bit of research, find out what cards are best for it, not just go off of I like this card, do that. But I do want to make a Ruby deck because you have like the aggressive Ruby cards.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make like a fun Ruby deck.
Okay. I think there's plenty of room for that.
Mm-hmm. I just don't know what other color to go with it.
It kind of just depends on what the vibe is that you want to do with it.
I'm not sure. I just kind of want it to be fun.
Okay. Well,
and we already used a lot of Sapphire.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe Steel, because I don't really play with a lot of Steel anymore. Mm-hmm. I think I have... I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'd say there are definitely distinct problems with Ruby Steel. At least, mm-hmm. like, building up Inkwell.
Ooh, that's true. Maybe I will try Ruby Sapphire.
I think that would frustrate you. So I would go Sapphire as an option, but Amber could be fun, too, just for being able to heal up your Ruby characters. So I think something like that.
Ruby Amber would be really fun.
Yeah, you'd probably really enjoy it.
And I realized that, like, my Bodyguard deck, I love it. It just takes so long to set up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't play Tiana's place till turn 3. And then it costs 2 to move. So when I play it, I can't, like, have the 3 and then ink 1 and then be able to move.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, play 3 and then I gotta wait to be able to move one there.
I'll be excited to see maybe some location cards that could be played by way of doing other things instead of spending ink, because there's already like a lot of cost in moving characters mm-hmm. there and still stuff there. So I feel like maybe something like where we see the shifting mechanic where it's like discard cards, or you know, maybe even just like defeat a character with 6 strength or more to play this card for free, mm-hmm. something like that. I think that'd be a little bit nicer, considering it's you spend so much ink and people just maliciously target them already, so it's hard to get much effect out of them.
Well, especially with Tiana's Palace, because you can't like do anything to my characters unless it's out there,
mm-hmm.
and it does have an 8 strength, but an 8 strength can be reached, I think, pretty easily.
Yeah, but it leaves most of your cards up for counter attack on your turn. So I think it's a nice little counterbalance. Yeah, there.
I don't know. Like, it's fun to play, but I don't think. It does not do well in multiple player games, like, at all.
Mm-hmm. And we're definitely got 2v2 games coming up. That's another thing. I got to figure out, like, what deck would be good for a multiplayer.
So I think that I'm going to... I don't know. I need to look at that, because if I'm going to do Ruby Amber, I need to look at the cards we have and figure out what cards I want in the Bodyguard one and what cards I want in that one.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I kind of stopped using Rapunzel because there's so many bodyguards in it, and it's not really a healing deck anymore. It's more of, like, the bodyguard.
Yeah.
So, I'm not sure.
Well, it's time to figure it all out.
Yeah, with school being almost over.
Ugh, I know. One more week for both of us. I'm done tomorrow.
Which is
Monday.
But I'm not done until Thursday.
It's a tough life.
And it's a 100 level class. So it's gonna be, I just wish it was so sooner. He also just posted the study guide today, so.
But we both only have 3 more semesters.
Yeah. Thank God, I'm so done.
Yeah.
I just want to spend all of our time doing this. We have just played games the past 2 days, and it's been great.
Yeah, it's been no homework to do, so. The big thing about the summer is that I'm really excited to be able to actually have time to look at our cards and actually like conceptualize some decks and do some stuff. Like, I feel like I would have so much more time to do stuff like for this podcast and come up with like fun segments.
Well, and I
if
feel
we
like
weren't so bogged down with homework all the time,
I feel like you would enjoy it more because you're doing it like more for fun, not like, ah, crap, I gotta get this deck together and like put it together. Like, you'll be able to like take more of your time and like actually enjoy it, so.
Yeah. Oh, here comes the summer. Okay, 2 packs. Do you want to go first this time?
Sure.
I've been going first last. Give it handful like times. Yeah.
Some luck. I feel like when it does happen, we're just not going to believe it. We're going to be like,
I feel like you're going to get so excited, you're going to accidentally like squeeze it. And then I'm going
to
cry.
If I do, be prepared to, like, turn... We'll have a warning to turn your volume down.
Yeah. Actually, I've been preparing for this. You just need to lean back really far. That's how you do it.
Okay. We got a Maid Marian, a Razul, Webby Vanderquack, Sir Hiss, the Queen, Hateful Rival, Neverland, Has Set My Heart, Mr. Smee, Slightly, Fang, Ursula Sea Witch, and a foil Maid Marian.
Okay. Pack 189. All right. Louis, Gizmo Suit, Milo Thatch, Spirited Scholar. Jetsam, Magic Broom, Swift Cleaner, Speak the Devil, Miss Bianca, Queen of Hearts, Wonderland Express, a Dive Bomb, a Dewey, man, that'd be funny if we got a Huey, Dewey, and Louie all in the same pack, a Heart of Tafiti, a Queen's Castle, and a Foil Repair. Another week goes by.
I'm getting impatient.
Stay tuned for more in our future episodes. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and follow us on social media at Quest for 5 Pod on Twitter and Instagram.
Thanks for joining us on Quest for 5. Until next time, keep summoning, questing, and may your inkwells never run dry.